My Life Today, August 7. God supplies the resources. Saved to serve. His disciples came to him, saying, "Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they took up of fragments that remained 12 baskets full. In this parable is wrapped up a deep spiritual lesson for God's workers. In full reliance upon God, Jesus took the small store of loaves, and although there was but a small supply for his own family of disciples, he did not invite them to eat, but began to distribute them, bidding them serve the people. The food multiplied in his hands, and the hands of the disciples, reaching out to Christ, himself the bread of life, were never empty. The little store was sufficient for all. After the wants of the people had been supplied, the fragments were gathered up, and Christ and his disciples ate of the precious, heaven-supplied food. The disciples were the channel of communication between Christ and the people. This should be a great encouragement to his disciples today. Christ is the great center, the source of all strength. His disciples are to receive their supplies from him. As we continue to impart, we shall continue to receive, and the more we impart, the more we shall receive. Mark that pool which receives the showers of heaven but has no outlet. It is a blessing to no one, but in stagnant selfishness poisons the air around. Now look at the stream flowing from the mountainside, refreshing the thirsty land through which it passes. What blessing it brings! One would think that in giving so liberally, it would exhaust its resources. But not so. It is a part of God's great plan that the stream that gives shall never lack, and day by day and year by year it flows on its way, ever receiving and ever giving.